What if you could get the benefits of fasting without starving yourself? Prolon's five-day program leverages nutrition technology to develop actual food that mimics the effects of fasting. It's clinically proven to trigger a fasting state while you eat. That's why Prolon is not a diet. Prolon is the future of nutrition. Prolon is offering listeners 15% off site-wide, plus a $40 bonus gift when you subscribe to their five-day program. Just visit ProlonLife.com. That's ProlonLife.com.
Now at Menards, save big on everything for your landscaping project. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Plus, get fast free estimates when you use our landscape design program available in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on landscape blocks when you shop at Menards. Also, check out the great deals from our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, we're going to talk about Agatha Christie. From space junk to Agatha Christie. It must be Friday on Moncrief when you can say a sentence like that, right? Agatha Christie is one of the best known and celebrated authors in modern history, being a pioneer of the crime fiction genre. Well, BBC Maestro are now offering online courses delivered by, wait till you hear it, an AI version of the writer, teaching you how to craft the perfect crime novel, just like Agatha herself. Joining me for more on this is Dr. Mark Ulrich, Agatha Christie historian and speaker at Southampton Solent University. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's always lovely to chat about Agatha Christie. So, yes, this is I've had lots of opportunity this last week.
Excellent. So people like us ringing you up all week long to talk about how people could dare to, you know, say AI in the same sentence as Agatha Christie, I presume.
Well, yes. And I think one of the reasons I'm really happy to speak to people about it is I was the lead researcher and writer on this project. And absolutely, it used AI for the final presentation of Agatha Christie, you know, appearing to deliver the course. But it was written by, you know, a fantastic team of experts under my guidance. And we used her own words, her own writings, her own notes, obviously her own books to sort of reverse engineer and to use what she says about writing so that people could learn from her. So it's not like people have gone to ChatGPT or something and just typed in, make Agatha Christie deliver a course. Nearly 100 people have worked on this. So it's been a big old project.
Yeah, okay. And we'll get into all that. But I suppose just before we get into all that, Agatha Christie, you know, despite the changing times and all that, she still remains such a beloved writer. And, you know, even movies today, like things like Glass Knives or Glass Onion or whatever those onion movies are called.
With Knives Out and Glass Onion.
Knives Out and Glass Onion. You think I'd know a bit about movies. But anyway, the world is still enraptured by the type of stuff she wrote, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, possibly even more so than ever. She has an appeal that very few writers have maintained for the length of time. She died nearly half a century ago. She was born in 1890, but her stuff is always in print. It's always obviously read, but adapted and used. And so many people still citing her as an influence. Because, you know, she's the best, and sometimes you just got to accept that she's the best. You're never going to be Agatha Christie writing a murder mystery.
Yeah, and you're an Agatha Christie historian, right? So you spend a lot of your days looking back at the kind of her life and times, what gave rise to some of the things she wrote about, or what do you spend your time doing?
Well, my day job is I'm an associate professor in film and TV. And then my research focus is on Agatha Christie because she straddles loads of my interests of history, literature and screen adaptations.
Okay.
So a lot of what I do is actually try to tell the lesser known stories. So I'm really interested in stuff that perhaps people haven't heard before, going into archives, finding out new bits of material that I would love to bring to people through, you know, books or talks.
Yeah, it sounded like I was making you justify your job there. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I often hear that though through envy. People say, so how does one become an Agatha Christie historian?
Yes, indeed. So listen, let's get to this. So what was the idea behind this project?
BBC Maestro themselves, which is an online course lots of online courses that you can access through a sort of subscription. Mm. They have things like everything from cooking to writing to flower arranging to all sorts of things. And I'm told that they asked people who they would most like to hear from, living or dead, and Agatha Christie was the runaway winner. And so I think that then turns into them thinking, well, obviously Agatha Christie's no longer with us, but is there some way to impart her wisdom? Because people want to know how she did it, basically. So they approached me, the Agatha Christie Estate, Agatha Christie Limited, and it's taken 2 years to get to this point. Lots of discussions, lots of considerations, an awful lot of work and time. So that's where it came from, really, was this idea of how do you share her brilliance with people.
And so what sources were used to recreate, in particular, her voice?
So we had lots of different sources. So the three main things are voice, images, and what she's saying. So what she's saying was my focus. So things like her autobiography, correspondence, introductions, interviews, lots of stuff like that that we could parse and using her notebooks. The visuals and the audio, it uses something called, I think it's called Respeecher, which I think is done by a company in Ukraine, where basically it's a real actress, Viv Keen, fantastic. She's so good playing Agatha Christie. But then the AI voice and images are used just to tweak her, to make her sound and look a bit more. So they took audio examples of Agatha Christie, which were not great quality, but they did amazing work with them. And they basically modulate Viv's voice to make it sound more like Agatha Christie did. And the same with the images, as many high quality images of Christie as we could find, which they then used just to make her look a little bit more like Agatha Christie.
Okay, very interesting. So you got an actress of sorts, and then the AI was put on her. Okay, so that doesn't sound like...
It was 2.5 days filming, you know, and lots of people getting everything, you know, sets and everything constructed for it. Yeah.
People making demands, and my sushi's cold or warm or whatever. Sushi's meant to be cold, isn't it? Anyway, I'm going off topic here. Listen, I mentioned earlier my extensive production team, Through the Glass. They have a clip of this AI'd up actress version of Agatha Christie. So let's just take a quick listen to this.
I must confess, I could never have expected to be a professional author. If you want to be a writer, you have to find out what kind of fiction you want to write. And this will often be what you most enjoy reading. You must think of your stories as a puzzle or a game. It is not merely a case of who is the least likely culprit, but how you get there.
That sounds fascinating.
It was strange because when they sent it across to me, the first time I'd heard any of it, my response immediately was, oh, I didn't realise that we had a recording of her saying that bit. And they were like, no, this is, we've done it. And then they sent me sort of 9 different versions, which were very slightly different from each other, and saying, which one's the most accurate? I say, oh my goodness, it's that's such a difficult thing to do. So yeah, lots and lots of effort went into that.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. So look, I have to ask, whenever conversations like this come up about AI, like, do you have any ethical concerns? I know the answer to this already, but I'll ask you anyway, about, you know, using AI, manipulating reality to create someone who was alive and no longer is.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, it would be incredibly arrogant to not have concerns from the beginning. And indeed, that was my concern right at the beginning, was that we had to make sure everybody involved was going to be happy with this. And for me, I felt that we could certainly give her a script that we felt confident was fully representative of her. But for the actual appearance of her, I very much said it's down to the family. And especially down to Matthew Pritchard, who's Agatha's grandson, still very much with us, though retired, and was very, very close to his grandmother. And I basically said, you know, it's up to them, and it's them to make the call. And I did think myself, if it were my grandmother, I honestly don't know how I would feel about it. But then my grandmother wasn't Agatha Christie. It's tough. So I sort of left that to them and said, as long as everyone who in the family is happy, then that's is their call, really.
I actually interviewed Matthew 2 years ago for the last Kenneth Branagh movie, actually. He seemed like a lovely guy who was taking very careful concern of his grandmother's legacy. So I think if you have his approval, that sounds very good. Let me. So this course, is it now up and running? Are people learning how to
write
conference?
It is up and running, yes.
Okay.
This week.
Tell me this then, a little sidebar of sorts. But if, you know, there are plenty of people who've heard of Agatha Christie but have never read any of her books. Is there a top three that you might suggest people should go if they want to get a sense of Agatha Christie? Or, here's a more in question, a damn good read. Can you give me three quick titles?
Yes, I can. So,
great.
I can. Yes. So, firstly, if you want her absolute best, and it's a bit more of a thriller, really, in some ways, but And Then There Were None, you just can't beat it. Best selling crime novel of all time,
and
over
100
million sold. And Then There Were None.
Yeah.
Go with that. I would also say A Murder Is Announced, which is a Miss Marple story.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's really clever. Someone puts an advert in the newspaper to say there's going to be a murder tonight, and there is, and yet you still can't solve it.
Oh, like
it's
that.
Amazing.
Have
it's
ever
very,
made that
very
into
funny.
A movie? Sorry to cut across.
Yeah, not a movie, but it's been on TV. So,
okay.
And it comes around a lot. So if you see the Joan Hickson one on TV, the BBC one, watch it. It's one of the best adaptations. So those two are great. And I'd also say Crooked House is a brilliant one. It's a standalone one. I'm not going to tell you much about it other than it's about a family who have lots of dark secrets, and it will twist in directions that you will never expect.
Wow. Well, despite me checking how you spend your days, you sound like a person who would be very entertaining in a lecture hall in Southampton, Solent University. That's Dr. Mark Aldridge, Agatha Christie historian, as I say, speaker at Southampton Solent University. Mark, thanks a million for taking the time.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Now at Menards, save big on everything for your landscaping project. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Plus, get fast free estimates when you use our landscape design program available in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on landscape blocks when you shop at Menards. Also, check out the great deals from our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big.